We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, a 60-12 win over Lebo, a big night from Dane Winters, and JD Tyson did some good things as well, and building off week one into week two and going into Lebo and getting a quality road win. You know, what'd you like about week two?
Yeah, that was a really good win for our program. You know, we have a extremely high priority for the league race. And so kind of, you know, to get off to a 2-0 start, that's the best you can be at this point. So we're really happy, and, you know, to go on the road and play like we did. I thought we played a good brand of football. Still got a ways to go in some areas, but one thing that I really liked is in back-to-back weeks we scored in all three phases, a special teams touchdown, a defensive touchdown, and then, you know, a couple offensive touchdowns. So that's a really good sign that we're getting contributions from all three areas. It was really good to see some really good individual performances, and that led to ultimately a great team performance. So couldn't be happier. And obviously, you know, we broke down the film yesterday, and there were some things that stuck out to us that we want to get addressed this week, and that will kind of be the focus.
What are some of those things that you wanted to address to your team this week in practice?
Yeah, you know, I think we have some skill guys that can really make some things happen, and so really challenging the guys up front to sustain blocks, you know, work to better angles. You know, we feel there was a couple opportunities that we missed out on in Friday night's game due to poor angles or not running our feet on contact and those type of things. And you know, if we do those things, and, you know, people like JD Tyson, Dane Winters, you know, those guys are going to make plays. So we want to give them every opportunity to kind of take advantage of that. And so we just need to do our job up front, be a little bit more dominant, you know, be a little bit more mean. Sometimes I tell our guys we're too nice up front. You know, Lebo had some good defensive linemen that were hard to move, but, you know, there was also some things that we weren't doing that contributed to that. So we want to clean that up to give us more opportunities to have success.
How do you feel like JD Tyson and Dane Winters are taking steps up in the right direction and learning from guys in the past like Matthew Heckman and Colby Middleton, you know, with them two becoming leaders and being able to, now that this is their time to shine and their team to lead?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It may be surprising to some, but it's not to me. You know, over here at Burlingame, these guys have been pretty successful at every level of football they've played since, you know, second and third grade. You know, they just have had a lot of experience under their belt. You know, a lot of development took place at the youth level due to some good coaching, you know, by parents. And my defensive coordinator coached these guys at the youth level. And, you know, just put a lot of time and effort into it from the parents and from the kids. So it's really good for them to, you know, finally get their opportunity and showcase what their ability is. And Timmy Roberts had another good game the other day. It's just these guys are just doing what they've always done, is competing at a really high level and making a lot of positive plays. And one thing that really excites me is it's not just three guys and then everybody else. It's those, you know, those three guys maybe getting the bulk of you know, the action on Friday. However, they're raising the play of everybody else around them, which is really good to see. We're getting people stepping up, and I think that's what happens when you see a group of competitors. You know, everybody else wants to kind of join them and get on their level, and so we got guys trying to do that and compete at a high level with them, and that just makes our team better. Instead of three or four guys really competing at a high level, you know, we're getting five, six, seven guys competing at a high level, and by the end of the season, we want that to be eight or more, you know, on the field contributing, you know, at a really high level. So that's kind of what we're trying to get each week. But last week definitely was a great start, and to see some of those guys step up and increase roles and make impact plays.
We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you go to Hartford coming up on Friday night, and they played Axtell last Friday and were able to put up 6 points. But Axtell, one of the better eight-man teams, I believe they're Division II. But, you know, what do you want to see from your guys? Because you just can't go into this game and overlook Hartford knowing you have a big game next week at home with Chase County.
Yeah, and after our film session yesterday, there's plenty of that to work on, so we're really going to challenge our guys to get those things cleaned up. You know, with District looming over our head next week, we want to, you know, be as crisp as possible going into that week, and we want to stay healthy, but there's definitely some things that we need to work on, and we're going to really challenge our guys up front, you know, to stay on blocks, sustain blocks, and we want to add some things offensively and go out there and play at a high level. We don't want to overlook anybody, and we respect everybody that we play on the schedule. There's still things that we want to clean up, so those will be the priorities this week as we go through a week of practice.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night at Hartford. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right, appreciate you for having me.
That's Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and X-Tech Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.